Hey gents, Miggy here. What happens when a pickup artist, a men's rights activist, and a male feminist walk into a talk show full of women? Well, what did you expect? A biased talk show that says all men are jerks, creeps, and women are always right. And to quote a male feminist who says, quote, "There is a power balance in our society. But who wields the power? It is men. It is men who wield the power. And I'm here to say that it is time for men to give up our power and authority and our privilege. Because we have dominated women. We have dominated other men. We have dominated the planet for too long and it's got to stop." End quote. Yours truly, the male feminist. So now you know how, when, and why men have lost their stance in the Western world and their grip on the modern society. Because it's cucks and coach cucks who have given it up for free without even getting a BJ in return. The cringe meter is 10 out of 10 on the Richter scale. You've been warned.
A few moments later.
Hello everyone, I don't know if you noticed by the shots that we're taking, but this is an audience of all women today. We have invited them here for a reason, because we have three men with different points of view. These three men think they know what women think, and today we will find out. Meet Ross Jeffries. He says he got tired of being Mr. Nice Guy and being dumped by women, so he changed his ways and he wrote a book for other men who feel the same way. It is called How to Get the Women You Desire into Bed. This is Mel Fight. Mel says women say they want a sensitive guy, but the minute men get sensitive, women run the other way. And finally, Bruce Weinstein. Bruce says he is pro-feminist and pro-woman. He thinks men would be a lot better off if they only learned to listen to what women have to say. And Mel, I guess you already realize that your positions are in the minority here.
What a surprise.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to stay out of this for a minute or two, and I want everybody, I'm just gonna fire off some questions, okay? Just so we get some answers. All right? And I may leave some of those balls hanging up there for you ladies to slam dunk later on. But that's your prerogative, all right? Ross, what do women really want?
I don't care what they want. I only care what they respond to. See, my focus is a little bit different from your other guests. There's what women say they want, there's what women think they want, and then there's what they actually respond to. I'm not an academic, I'm not a theoretician. I'm interested in what works on the street when it's time to date and mate. And what women actually respond to is not what they say they want.
So what do they respond to?
They really respond to a guy who's a challenge, a guy who's a question mark, a guy who keeps them guessing. You see, in the beginning, the less attractive you are physically, the more you have to rely on your attitude. And that's what I wrote my book for. I wrote my book for the average-looking, even ugly guy who goes out there in the real world and tries to be a nice guy, gets his head kicked in.
So no more Mr. Nice Guy.
You can be pleasant. You see, we've got to define our terms. By nice, I mean accommodating. When you accommodate, you get what the commode gets. You get the crapola. You have to learn how to say no to a woman.
Yeah. As I said, I'm going to let a lot of these things hang, and you can all take them on later. But so this, I guess, attitude is your word. This attitude that you now have is more appealing to women?
The attitude is vastly more appealing. Basically, the attitude is, I make no excuses for what I want. And number two, I don't need you. You need me. Now, bear in mind, I don't verbalize it. Exactly. Now, you see this response here, you should never verbalize the attitude.
You show it in your behavior. You're sitting here pointing your finger at him. Stand up and tell us why you're pointing at him.
No, I was just saying that he's just got this prejudgment of what women are like, and I think what he should do is just develop his own self, and then he's going to find these relationships
way better. The sleazebag you see is the real me. I found the real me.
I think you've prejudged us. I mean, the audience's reaction at the top of the show showed that the women here have prejudged us. I think it's a sad comment on women that they respond to the kind of manipulative behavior that Ross is encouraging that men do. That's a sad comment on you.
Listen, you should develop your yourself, and that should be a right
I, you know what I found? I found that the nice guys who, when I'm on the radio or TV, nice guys call up and go, well, it wouldn't be myself. It's the nice guy who's the phony, who's not being his real self, because he's afraid he can't do any better.
So you're going back to my point, all men are jerks,
no.
And some
no,
hide
no.
it. What you just said is all men are sort of jerks, and some of them try to sugarcoat
what
it.
I'm saying
is that what you just said?
No, what I'm saying is that, what I'm saying is,
I said I was
going to
stay out of it, and I can't.
What I'm saying is that there's a massive power imbalance in favor of women when it comes to dating and sex. And women, through their behavior, through showing men what they actually respond to, force men to act in a certain way.
Yes, there is a power imbalance in our society, but who wields the power? It is men who wield the power, and I'm here to say, I'm here today to say that it is time for men to give up our power and authority and our privilege, because we have dominated women, we have dominated other men, we have dominated the planet for too long, and it has got to stop.
What you want is that we're jerks, you want to hear that we have all the power. You know, the most important unspoken truth about men is that we are very angry. A lot of us are very angry at women. And this is a good example. You're showing why we're angry. You're not even listening. You don't want to listen to what we have to say.
And I'm afraid that they heard it.
I don't think they heard it all. And I think, you know, the reason that men don't communicate about their anger, we keep it secret, is because when we try to tell you why we're angry, you respond with ridicule, with disbelief.
Okay, why are you angry?
Or your own anger.
I'm not angry, I'm satisfied, because I know how to manipulate women and get what I want. But let me say, his point is so preposterous. Get a shot of this audience. Every woman sitting here is sitting on more power than Con Edison pumps out in 10 years. You control the access to sex, and that is an incredible amount of power.
The man
asks,
the woman says yes or no. She has the power, and that makes, wait a second, let me make, a lot of men feel, you don't know this, but it's the truth, a lot of men feel powerless and degraded and dehumanized by the sexual system whereby the man asks and the woman decides. We feel harassed every minute of every day of our lives, and it's about time that you understand that.
When Mel, we look at I'm sorry, one second, Bruce. Mel, stand up. Now, doesn't that invite harassment?
No. What it invites is hypocrisy. What it invites is, you know, the fashion rage for women this year is a man's suit and tie. When you decide to ridicule me in my skirt, you've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding, Faye.
I don't like the length, and I don't think it matches the sweater is my problem with it.
When men stand up for themselves, what do they expect from women? Ridicule. You proved it, didn't you?
I did. Guilty right here. I admit it. You have a question.
Yes, my question is directed to him. What's your name again?
Ross.
I think you're going
to... She said Ross.
Ross, I think you're going to end
you
up...
say it right.
Ross. I think you're going to end up a very lonely man.
Typical male shaming. What else can we expect from women?
Understand, he says quite the contrary. He says he has a much better dating life, romance life, sex life now.
It's incomparably better. Yeah. I mean, you know, let's look at reality. The reality is that nice guys, not only do nice guys finish last, they often don't even get into the race. And you want to talk about fashion. If a woman does like a nice guy, it's her way of making a fashion statement. It's fashionable for her to like
that. And Ross is absolutely right. Women have a lot of sexual power, and he has the courage to say that. He's making a mistake, though. He's encouraging men to simply surrender to that power. And I think, you know, if you're a man and you follow Ross's advice, you're going to get more sex, but you're going to have less self-respect.
There are more important things in life than getting laid.
We all disagree on that point, but let me get to the commercial break, and we'll come back and find out why in a moment. And we're back. You have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I think that they just have had bad experiences with women, so they're just somewhat poisoned against women in general.
True.
Never fails. Every show we do, we talk about our feelings. Someone stands up and said, we've had bad experiences. You're trying to trivialize what we're saying, and I resent it. It's the hostility that men and women have for each other that's poisoning our relationships. We've got to be able to talk about it and listen to one another non-judgmentally.
I don't think I've been poisoned. I think I'm just doing what works.
Excuse me. One thing the women's movement has taught me is to avoid speaking for other people. So I would like to ask you, if you think that men need to change in some fundamental ways and do a better job at listening to you, please clap your hands.
What's smarmy. Wait a minute. Do we have... This guy's like he's running for office here. He knows how to run the crowd, okay?
And you know,
I'm not interested.
But you know what? It's not a stretch for him to get this audience to agree with his point.
Wait a minute, but I am not interested in what applies in the mummified halls of academia.
I'm not speaking as an academic. I'm not speaking as an academic.
Higher and deeper. I'm talking for the little guy out there who gets his head kicked in and always winds up being the buddy, the big brother, and here is, let's be friends. You want a friend, lady? Get a dog.
Okay. And here's the thing you have to know about Bruce, Faith. Here's the thing that's important for women. There's something important for women to know about Bruce.
How do you know about him?
But he's doing something that men have done for centuries to women, and it always backfires. He's putting you up on a pedestal.
He's keeping you free from criticism.
I respect you enough to, if I think you're full of it, I'm going to tell you, he won't.
You know what men need to do? What the point of the women's movement is not to make everyone feminine. The point, as I understand it, is to make everyone whole. So what men need to do is reclaim the femininity that we've lost.
I can't believe you. I'm the one who's sitting here in a skirt. You're the one who's dressed in very conservative male attire. You haven't begun to question anything about masculinity.
I want to put women on a pedestal so I can look up your skirts. I mean, I don't have any problem with it.
This is absolutely...
Hey, Ross, let me just ask... One second, please. Ross, is there a woman in the audience that you'd like to ask out?
Pardon me?
Is there a woman in the audience you'd like to ask out?
I'm booked up for 1993. Sorry, ladies.
You have a question?
Yeah, I'd like to know, when is the last time you had a real commitment with a lady? And did she respect how you treated her?
I cannot hear you. One more time.
When is the last time you had a real relationship with a lady?
What makes you think it's your business?
Wow!
Gotcha, bitch!
You're sitting up there like you know everything about women.
And deal with the issues.
Hang on a second, Ross. I think it is a fair question,
and I will tell you why I think it is a fair question. Because you wrote this book saying you got the answers.
You know what? At the moment, I'm having lots of fun. I don't have a personal commitment to one person. Although I have been with someone I've loved for a long time, me.
Let me ask you. Given that, let me ask you this. Do you care if a woman is satisfied that you're with?
It goes without saying she's going to be satisfied if she's with me. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I'm serious about one thing. I'm being a little obnoxious to get a response, but I'm serious about one thing.
Got it.
I honestly do believe that there's no better way a woman can win spiritually, physically, emotionally than being with me. I really believe that.
Answer the question. Does it matter to you if the woman is satisfied?
Yes.
It does matter.
Because she's going to come back for more. Of course it matters. It's in my own interest to see that she's satisfied. It's chapter 18 in my book.
And it's pathetic. Ross's arrogant attitude works with women. I think it's pathetic.
It really is.
I think it's pathetic.
But you seem to be putting the blame on women.
Well, he's been conditioned by women. This is the result. This is what you get. You get a fellow like Ross.
John, take a wide shot of the audience, please. Put your hands down for a second. Take a wide shot of the audience. Does anyone here find Ross's approach to women appealing?
Oh, they're going to admit it. Come on.
Asking women for dating advice is like asking a fish how to fish. Completely useless.
She said, we don't even find Ross appealing.
What we have here is a phenomenon called denial. That's what we have.
I think Ross is denying something very important here.
Okay, wait a minute. Oh, wait. Follow through the audience. What are you screaming about? You just threatened me. Stand up here. Why did you threaten me to come over here with a microphone immediately? Stand up.
No. Okay, because first of all, I find this utterly preposterous. You know, you're sitting there and you're putting us down to a certain extent, and what you fail to realize, both of you, okay, is that without your mothers, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
About
you have your
Let
turn.
Hear
Hush.
About
I'm not done. I am not done.
You've had your say for 25 years, and I'm not going to let you shout me down.
No, moving right along.
Say something about fathers.
Moving right along.
Do you hate your father?
Fathers didn't have to carry you,
you
for
hate
9
your
months. That's
Do
not
you hate
the question.
Your father?
Moving
and
right
say
along.
Say something nice about
I
your father.
I think that you're very. Excuse me. Oh, I must have hit a nerve. Is your
you
skirt
did.
Too tight?
You said something very
anti-man. Moving right along, as I was saying to you,
I'm
right?
listening to you.
I think that you're a very sad individual, let alone you're not even getting any p. Let's get real about it. To you, baby sugar, I can tell that you are using the five fingers of death, okay?
I'm Michael Jordan. Stop it.
Get some help.
And you really need to get real with yourself and others.
I'm very sorry, I have to get to a commercial break. I have to get to a commercial break here.
Well, we are back, and you had something you wanted to say.
I have a question for Ross. How do you define a relationship?
You're not
because
spell,
all it sounds like is that you define it as sex. If that's all you're looking for, get a prostitute and leave the rest of us
right.
alone.
Let
we don't want
it. Faith, thank you. That's an intelligent question. Let me answer it. Here's your answer. Doesn't matter whether you're looking for one steady relationship or a lot of women, whichever one you want, you still have to use the attitudes I outline in my book to get it. If you're weak, if you're a wimp, if you're too happy to be there, if you want to wash her car and be her wimp, you're not going to get a lot of women, you're not going to get one woman, you won't have a steady relationship, you won't have one-night stands. It applies no matter what you're looking for.
Yeah, do anybody agree with that?
No!
I mean, see,
but the men watching this know I'm telling the truth. I don't care. I really don't care what they think.
The men do know.
Do you know what my fear is? Is that the men watching this might believe you.
Well, they do believe me. I have fans all over the country.
Absolutely not. For example, Faith, Playboy magazine bills itself as entertainment for men, but I'm here to say that a lot of men do not consider it entertaining. We don't think it's entertaining.
You actually led a boycott against Playboy on your campus.
Yes, ma'am.
When they came to shoot the, what College Girls of the East or whatever
that is? The October Women of the Big East issue. And we wanted to send a message loud and clear that a lot of men don't consider this a form of entertainment and that it's important for us to set a good example for people and simply not to buy pornography and let people know that this is unacceptable behavior.
Why do you
want to
deny?
Get some help.
I want to deny male biology. This is, see, part of the intellectual bankruptcy of feminism is they want to deny the reality of male human biology. It's male human biology to become aroused looking at beautiful naked women. That is biology.
No. The fact that something is natural does not mean it is good. The Hurricane Andrew is natural, but we don't want to say that it's good.
Male sexuality is good. This audience is having an orgy now. You're getting off on the man bashing. There's no hope. There's no hope. Can anybody say anything positive about men? Let's just one person say something positive.
Wait a minute. No, hang on one second. I don't think that these women are all bashing all men. I think that they disagree with your points of view. Don't confuse it.
Let them say something positive about men.
Okay, satisfy them. Have them pipe down on it. Say something positive.
It's not positive.
Pick up their socks. Just say they pick up their socks.
But pick up your socks, first of all. Second of all, the one in the middle who's in a dress. If you have such an attitude toward women and you feel how women are, why do you want so much to look like one?
Wait a second. Faith, hold it. No. I was attacked. No, I want this woman to stand up. I want people to see what she's wearing. Sport coat, and an oversized sport coat, and a pair of pants. Why are you dressing like a man?
Gotcha, bitch.
Why are you dressing
man,
like a man?
Pants.
Shame on you for attacking me.
Are you shopping in the
women's
department?
Shame on you for attacking me.
All right. Over here.
This is for Ross. You got a real nasty attitude towards women. And that's why you ain't got none.
Let me tell you
what they want. You don't know nothing about
you
women. You need to talk to one from the heart.
Right.
And talk to him.
You know, if you're going to sugarcoat it and beat around the bush, how can we have a discussion?
Stop trying to figure him out because you can't figure him out. And you with a dress, how do you expect women to listen to you?
Let me respond to her.
Look at you.
She started with me. Let me respond.
Y'all talk about Playboy this and Playboy that. All y'all want is some sex. Y'all don't want no women. Y'all want sex.
Let me respond.
You don't want sex.
I'm sorry. I'm getting the commercial cue. We have to take a break. We'll come back. Very little time left. Ross, you wanted to respond quickly.
Do not make the mistake of thinking that I enjoy having to behave this way. It's simply women have taught me that this is what they respond to. I used to be nice. I used to be sweet. I used to be sensitive. I used to listen. I dated my left hand when I did that.
And now, you know,
quickly.
And I...
used to be more feminist than most feminists. Now I consider myself a recovering feminist now because now I see how women react. Anytime a man stands up for himself, this is what you do. It's disgusting.
Finally, men have oppressed women for too long, and it has got to stop, and that's what I'm here to say.
Why do women run the publishing business?
Women don't run.
Women run. Wait a minute. Women run the publishing business. Why have I been banned from every bookstore and have to publish it myself? Women run the...
Thanks for watching. Smash the like button, subscribe, and bang the bell. And if you like my videos, support this channel by PayPal, Patreon, or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.
Take us out, Kitty.
I got money in the bank. Shut it, what you think? Wow.
Give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Oh man, spicy meat. Yeah, boy.